This recording, England 98, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start her new job in at a suburb private practice in North Square near Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket and picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in dog or goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unnecessary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge. It would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administrated either. Her efforts were not fail. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to a Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she whipped off her cloth and lay on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much for it, but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price to pay. Fair price for a cure. I'm from Liverpool. I've got a cat called Lupin. My family is originally from Scotland years back, and there's a place in Scotland called Dunbar, which is very exciting. What else is there about me? I live in Kirby, which is a rough part of Liverpool, but I used to live in Chilwell, which is the nice part. That's where my mum and dad still are, but I'm in the not so nice part now. But I'll get back to Chilwell one day. I love photography and I want to become a photographer, but I just don't know how to get there yet. But one day I'll work that out. I went to a school called Holly Lodge, which was an all-girls school. I liked it. However, one day I fell over in the middle of the school field on my way to class in front of everyone and got my skirt covered in mud. And I think that's the most embarrassing thing ever to happen to me, because I was only like 14. So, and everyone saw it. What else? There's loads of embarrassing things that happened to me. Fell over in Gulliver's World once in front of about 100 people. That was awful. My dad used to be in a band. That's interesting. My dad used to be in a band that played in Liverpool called Plasticine Jean. And he used to play in the picket round the corner. And we found out recently that my dad and one of my friend's dads used to play together, and we never knew. That was just a complete coincidence. So that's another exciting thing. That's about as exciting as my life gets.